It is a goddamn crime to pot down the Ramones. I know how Ron Bennington feels now. Sometimes he'll put on some crappy white person rock that I don't care for, like some old Bowie. And I'm like, I know I have to pretend to like this because I want to think of myself as an intellectual. But who gives a goddamn about David Bowie? There, I said it. You know what the best Bowie is? Here's some real anathema. Give me Let's Dance. The real crappy 80s Bowie that no real Bowie fan's into. Give me that.
Do it.
Little China girl action. All right. Well, folks, this is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. From the sounds of it so far, it's a solo show. But oh no. Oh no.
No, he just wanted to bring up something out of our league because we're not in our 40s.
I'm still working through the entire canon of popular music.
Okay. Working your way back. Mm-hmm. All right. I am joined today by Pete Maybe. Say
hello.
Hi, Pete, with your horrible stage name.
Oh,
and
Pete's
intern,
a great name.
Everybody,
Pete's
Butters.
A great name.
Salutations.
Show's website is inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. If you want to get a hold of me, it's at Papa's Basement. We also post on Periscope the live recording of every show.
Yes, and we're going to have some guests coming up in the future.
We are.
Some... just booked adult
pornographic actresses
stars. Yes, indeed.
Hey,
and
Austin's board would like to join us. I think he just said, I live in Fairfax.
Awesome.
Austin.
Oh, yep. He wants a shout out.
All what right, up, man?
Way ahead of you, Austin.
There you go.
We got you.
So
if you're someone who's not on the Periscope, I suggest you check it out. Get the app.
It's
and
good.
Put your username in there because we're going to have some guests here in the studio. Maybe
well,
some
let's
after
be.
Show
what
stuff.
Jay's tiptoeing around is we're going to have a porn actress, and then
there you go.
She's pretty much if you tweet to
that's
her,
such a nice guy,
and say pull him out. this will shock you.
It just might happen.
But the girl who takes seed across her face professionally might pull out her bosoms.
You might get lucky
for your viewing pleasure. Hopefully, it won't be blocked by any mics or anything like that. That would be our luck. Like
there
she pulls
go.
Them out, and it's just like the monitor's in the way.
John, you're just my filter. Like it goes in nice, and it
well,
just comes out dirty.
I know what you're tiptoeing around. I don't have the luxury of taking the time to say things
this
anymore
reverse
because
filter.
I'm going to die. Yes, intern Butters.
Austin is 16. He
cool.
You know what? That is
definitely
awesome.
Definitely check the Periscope.
Austin, tell all the kids at your school about Papa's Basement.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, and Nate Gonzalez, I'm sorry. These things
hey,
go so quickly. I'm not ignoring you, I
no,
swear.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Like you said, it's right. going to get a little
Nate's
overwhelming.
Getting, Nate's getting ornery.
Nate, there you go. You get your mention, too. Everyone,
Nate
yeah.
Gonzalez would like to be on the show and maybe do a phoner.
Come
you
out.
Know what? What the heck? What the heck? We'll have phoners. We'll have the 16-year-old in here.
Phoners and boners.
There are. It's pretty meat-heavy.
He can be the new intern Butters.
No.
Butters will just be third Mike Butters.
Oh.
And then the little kid will be our intern.
I disagree.
I guess he's not a little kid. At 16, I had like full pubes and was doing drugs and
this
stuff.
This side of
so.
The desk disagrees.
I don't... You were going on about me being your unfiltered self, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm dying. Because 10 minutes before we started recording this, I sat in the fecal matter of another man.
God.
That was that funny.
They can both verify it happened. I talk... on and on about how dirty the bathrooms are at this radio station. Every radio station. Is it Austin, the 16-year-old?
Yeah, he lives in Loudoun County.
All right. Well,
sweet,
Austin,
so do I.
Before you give away your zip code and social, stop short, my friend. I'm just saying, if you ever want to get into radio, bathrooms are putrid. Not
disgusting.
That I think bathrooms are clean in many work environments. I was on a construction site all week.
Those are always pretty clean.
And I would eat off the bathrooms in this radio station before I would even breathe next to the chemical toilets on that
I'd
thing.
I'd never use them.
Oh, that bums me out.
But radio station bathrooms are putrid. And today,
welcome to your future.
Jay and I chugged a bunch of coffee about an hour before the show. And
oh, it's going here.
Like a couple of queens, we strutted into the crapper together and both sat down trying. We were pretty much the girls playing battle S-bombs.
Mm-hmm. I was
Harold
gonna say
Kumar.
It because that's kind of my thing.
Yeah, we're both equally pretty and British.
Yes,
and wearing skirts,
trying to get banged.
And we run in there, and pull down our knickers, and sit down and unleash. And I stand up, and there is crap smeared all over. It looked like the bathroom from Desperado.
And I thought, because John was just losing his mind over there, I was like, oh, he clogged the toilet. Like, he's just freaking out because he clogged the toilet.
Why would I have cared about that?
I would have called you over to look. Yeah, I overestimated how you treat the bathrooms. But I was like, okay, he just can't find a plunger or whatever. And then you were like, come
you have
come
hands,
check
don't
this
you?
Out.
And you want to stay on the show, right?
We have an intern.
Exactly. You're right. You can pass it, pass the butters, Buck.
That is where I draw the line.
I hear
you.
The
thin brown line. I can confirm the freaking out because I was down the hallway and I just heard this yelling, this frenzied yelling that just got progressively louder and louder.
And at first you thought that Jay had made a homosexual pass at me.
Perhaps.
I do have a wide stance.
Yeah. And I stand up and just smeared as if one were test. You know, like when you have a wall and you put about four different swaths of paint on it, just smeared on one side of the toilet, like half of Harvey Dent's face.
Yeah.
The fecal matter of another human being.
Austin wants to come over right now.
You know what? What the hell, Austin? Hop on in. Let it hit the wall.
Why not?
Let it hit the wall. This is really bad. Wait, like, is this how mass shootings happen?
No.
Austin. Oh. Austin, you don't own a black trench coat, do you, Austin? All right.
He says he'll tell his mom.
Okay. You know what? If your mom's okay with hanging out with us, how about Austin, you and the mom come in studio? You'll be the finale.
Okay.
Let it happen. But yeah, I am dying. I am smeared right now in the waste of another human being.
I don't know how you're still here.
Call me Andy Dufresne. And I'm trying to focus, but I can't. I'm filthy, dude.
I know.
I am honest to God. I only have boxers holding in the filth so that I don't have to throw away my pants, too, when I get out of here. Because you know these boxers are getting, like, the way they treat a flag.
You gotta burn them.
When it's too putrid for any further service,
mm-hmm.
and you fold it and burn it.
Yep.
Exactly.
Burn it up.
Austin's dad died, so I'm not sure if this person
too.
Is real anymore.
Whoa. Are we being... Why? Do you think that's a catfish maneuver?
Perhaps.
Well, Austin, my dad is also dead.
He's bored. Austin's bored.
With the show?
Maybe. No, that's his handle. Maybe he's messing with us.
Oh...
I think I've seen that one on there before.
You know what? You've already been bumped up to third mic. I'm going to have you flip over the Periscope. Austin, if you want to bring your mom.
You want to come over?
And the two of you want to hop in the studio, let it ride.
There you go.
I've got roughly 18 minutes to live.
Yeah.
Before the hepatitis eats my liver and it leaks out of my pee
it's
hole.
It's just riding up your back.
If I know my biology. So come on over. We can commiserate about what it was like to have dads and no longer have them.
This might be the last time.
And then make these two feel bad about having living dads. Wait, is yours living? Mm-hmm. Butters?
Yes.
All right. I know Jay's is living.
We will carry on.
Yeah. Welcome to Club Dead Dad, kid. Aww. It sucks. You have to look everywhere for male role models. I went with Johnny Cash and Arnold Schwarzenegger myself.
Not bad choices.
Thank you.
Could have done better.
Also, I just want to say, Jay, you poop in a way better than even the daintiest of women.
Yes.
This man right next to me.
My girlfriend would disagree.
Oh, nuts to her. She's nitpicking because you were able to drop and plop and throw on the air freshener and somehow it actually smelled like air freshener and not feces in air freshener.
Yep.
Emphasis on that, which it smells like more when someone usually uses an air freshener in the bathroom. So I don't know how you did it.
I do. Well, that's because I flush like on immediate impact and then I wipe real quick and then I do a flush immediate and then I go to then I'm just doing maintenance.
It's a lot of water.
Yeah, sorry California.
No, you know what, just Mother Nature's not going to give him any, but the girl in the bedroom,
well,
right across from where he's dropping heat, she might.
Because we need to start investing in bidets here. That's all I'm trying to say.
Seriously, dude, can we move on from bathroom talk? Like,
sure.
I don't know what's bringing up the
sorry,
bidets.
I brought it up.
That is a little...
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Okay, thank you. We're beyond that right now. We're a prepped show, ready to go, themes for the whole month. You might have heard us playing the Ramones, Pet Sematary, at the beginning of the show. I know it's been a while since we play the... what's my brother's band again? Gray Sky Eternal. There you go. Ah. We haven't played Gray Sky Eternal. It's not some conspiracy to get it off the show. It's just for the entirety of October. I want to play like Halloween-y songs.
And I think that's great. I think you should.
Well, stop acting like it wasn't your idea, sir.
That's why I think it's great.
Jay over there is big on the prep. He wants to make the show more professional.
Yeah.
You know what you are? You are
me
Russell
too.
Coming into Wayne's World. It's Russell that I'm looking for, right? Rob Lowe was Ooh. Russell. Oh, God, I forgot. Ooh. You were a fetus when Wayne's World came
now
out.
Now, listen. I've seen the movie. It's been a while since I've seen the movie.
Okay.
That is all.
So you saw it like 6 months ago when you were 14?
Uh-huh.
When you were in class with Austin?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. Let me. Yeah, because if Russell were an ice cream flavor, he'd be pralines and dick.
Oh, loud and high.
I remember the line. So, yeah, you're coming in and you're giving us a veneer, a patina, since you love when people bust out big vocab words.
I know. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Of professionalism. And we're the whole month of October. We're going to be doing Halloween and horror related crap.
Hooray.
So I'm starting with Halloween songs. And like
love it.
Good ones, too. Not the, hold on. Let
I've
me
got
see.
Some, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't tell you beforehand, so we don't have any queued up. So we'll save them for later.
Oh, there's a, this is it. This is the one they used to play. Man, what was that? Sorry. Oh, we already got to live best of 90s alternative rock. That's what happens when you let a YouTube thing just play.
I was
going to
say, you're letting it play in the background.
Yeah. No, you have, Don and Mike used to play this all the time. This was their Halloween song.
That's dark.
It's the Silver Shamrock commercial from Halloween 3. And I think it just does this over and over. And if you watch the YouTube video, it's just a pumpkin.
It's time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon.
I watched this,
remember
like...
Remember the big giveaway.
Yes.
I watched this at like a hotel like about a year ago. I think that was the first time I saw it.
I'm going to pop that down because the video is a pumpkin that's alternating with a white picture and it's just flashing. And I am going to have a seizure like it's a Japanese cartoon.
That's...
Sorry, I thought someone was going
to
catch that.
I wanted to see it.
That was a nice swath of dead air right there. But so we are asking you right now, the listeners and the viewers, you especially, Austin and Nathaniel Gonzalez.
Austin left us.
Oh.
He had to go to work.
Probably
he was
on his way.
This whole time.
Who is Austin?
I have no clue. No earthly clue.
Oh, who was that masked listener?
I've seen it before.
All right. So this entire month, we want you to email us in papasbasement@gmail.com. You can tweet me at papasbasement. Don't tweet these other two. They don't deserve
followers.
No, you
can't.
No, give your handles real quick.
You have
guys.
My permission. At Pete Maybe.
Is butter worth it?
There you go. Hit them all up with your picks for the worst horror movies you've ever seen. For me, that would be 98% of them. I'm sorry, but every single Nightmare on Elm Street is a gigantic piece of crap.
We're about to fight, yo.
Oh, why? Because you wanted to kiss pretty little Johnny Depp when he was like 17?
No, they just freaked me out. Like, I loved the extravagant, just crazy monster scenes that they would do, like where he'd come out of the fridge or just I don't know. It was so imaginative.
That doesn't sound extravagant. That sounds like they cut a hole in the back
of
the fridge.
Well, you go ahead and watch it, okay?
All right, yeah. I will. I saw it years ago, and I remember being why did this launch a bunch of sequels? This
Dream
is
Warriors one is like one of my favorite ones.
Which is
I love the whole fact that they were just like, hey, we can control this. And then they start taking control and start kicking his ass, and then dude's like, this was a different one, but he's like, yo, I'm a karate dude, and I'm a...
It sounds like you're describing The Matrix with Neo figuring out he can control things.
It's literally where the Wachowskis got it.
Really?
Yeah.
They ripped off Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yep.
So that should be the film...
You heard it here first.
That is remembered fondly and that has like two horrible sequels that we all try to act like they didn't
happen.
All right. All right. So you got that. Actual good horror movies. Rarities, few and far between. I'm not going to say The Exorcist because, first of all, I say it all the time. And second of all, intern Butters has a problem with The Exorcist.
I wasn't moved.
Your chair with your ass on it is about to move in the hall if you ever say that again about my movie.
I'm in hot water, I know.
It shows you 70s DC. First of all, when do you ever see that in any other film?
That's pretty awesome.
But is it horrifying?
Have you walked them?
Walked the stairs?
Yeah.
No.
They're kind of scary.
They go up like four levels, dude.
Yeah.
They're scary because I know my heart would give out. Like 12 steps up and I'm clutching my chest.
And I'm not carrying you.
No, well, could we? Can we like recreate Luke and Yoda? And I'd just be like, do or do not, there is no try.
That's it.
As I Jacob whip your ass with my cane and tell you to get me up all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like The Exorcist for a variety of reasons. And yeah, I did find it scary in the day. I mean, I've seen it to death now, so I can't really be shocked. But like, to this day, some of those scenes, I can quote the demon start to finish, man. Those are
really
great, great lines.
They were disturbing.
Yeah.
But if you grew up seeing the things I saw in childhood, like Adult Swim and the internet at large.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like your dad beat the hell out of your mom or something like really dark like that. And I was you're like, my sister died of cholera. And I was like, whoa, okay. Then maybe
that's
like,
old school.
Yeah. My sister had consumption. Yeah, then maybe I could see why The Exorcist wouldn't hold water. I don't know. It freaked me out. I don't want to say like freaked me out, but I was like always impressed by just how sacrilegious it was. Like, to this day, you watch it, and you're like, they wouldn't release that today.
Well, considering the time.
Yeah, because every movie... Do that voice again?
Well, see here.
I mean, they want a movie to play as widely as possible, and they wouldn't want it barred from the entire South because, like, a 12-year-old is banging herself with a crucifix and then screaming, lick me, at her mother and smearing her hymen blood on her chin.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if that would go too well in Arkansas. Call it a hunch.
Not Georgia.
Yeah, there you go.
Much.
So is it you don't like it or whatever? You were talking about growing up on Adult Swim. Is that because they like parodied it much?
I actually got a lot of my cultural references secondhand from shows like Robot Chicken, but I think I was just desensitized by seeing weird, horrible things growing up. That once I got around to catching up on classic stuff, I was like, meh.
I hear you because, yeah, when they're showing you that stuff, they're showing you, like, the good stuff right away. And I could see that. You go and sit down and you're like, well, what's up with all this talking in between all this cross-banging? You know?
Instant grat.
Yep. That's how it goes. So I can understand.
You two are of a lost generation that I cannot relate to. And we'll leave
That's
it at
fine.
That. Also, weird horror movie facts. That was a line that Jay threw out there as an idea for the month for you guys to contribute.
Yeah.
And I thought it was so bad that I wanted to mention it on air and rub his nose in it.
So he didn't say anything.
I will give you a random horror movie fact that'll blow your mind.
Oh, please do.
I mean, like, no one knows this, and it'll sound like I'm deep in the game if I bust it out. The little girl from Poltergeist is dead.
What?
And yes, I wanted you to just laugh at how well known that is. What, you didn't really know that?
Yes, I knew that.
How
okay,
old
thank
was
God.
She
kidding
died.
Come on.
She was,
like 13 or
12,
something.
12, yeah, 13.
Yeah.
Oh.
Her, appendix burst or something like that, right?
Yeah, and she's the reason my mommy would never let us go to Kaiser because she died because she was like a Kaiser kid. And she's like, this is why you go to a real doctor, not Kaiser Permanente.
And they're like, you're fine. Here's a Band-Aid.
Really? Yeah, she was like, mommy, my tummy hurts. And she goes to Kaiser and they're like, yeah, here's some Percocets. Snort a couple bumps and make, you know, number four.
Do another movie.
Yeah, exactly. Mommy and daddy aren't earning, kid.
So I guess that's where the
say they're
the
here
poltergeist
again.
Curse comes from.
Oh, yeah, where everyone died.
Yeah, there were other people that died, too. So.
That's meta.
Oh, there's a lot of, if you want to hear something creepy, is it Poltergeist 2? Where there's like a bunch of skeletons in the mud? And those are like all...
Well, that was in one, too. That was in one.
But oh, I is it? Yeah. There's like a whole, like a pool full of skeletons or some crap. Oh, and they're all like actual human skeletons because those were cheaper to get from India where life is worthless.
That is crazy.
Than like, you know, like plastic skeletons. So they just like threw human corpse
Nothing
bits
dirty
in there.
About this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, back then when you were making a film, you could just get away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And also, horror movie sets, I imagine, are just way more dangerous. I mean, the...
The most dangerous set, the Twilight Zone movie.
The most dangerous set. Yeah. All the hunks.
No. That was a great reference. Hold on. Was it Vic
Tayback
that died? Hold on.
Uh-oh. That happened? That's a reference?
Yeah. You didn't...
Somebody died on set there?
Yeah, man. Like, John Landis stopped making movies because of that Twilight Zone movie.
Oh.
I'm out.
That. Oh, I don't know.
The Twilight Zone film. All right. Who the hell died on it? It was Vic Morrow. I knew it was a Vic. Yeah, it was like Vic Morrow and two little Asian child actors. They were like...
Oh, with the plane?
It was a chopper. Yeah. They were like in a Vietnam scene, right? And okay, like a bunch of pyrotechnics went off and they didn't account for the fact that like there would be heat creating like a weird draft effect against the rotors. And oh, by the way, they were illegally filming because the kids can only work till like 6 p.m. or some crap. And it was like 3 a.m.
Totally illegal.
Yeah. They're just like, whatever. You don't have human rights, you little Vietnamese kids. And the pyrotechnics got the chopper to kind of go like on its side.
Oh, yeah.
And there's actual footage, which I have watched on like, you know, Faces of Death 96 or whatever the hell I was doing with my life. Oh. When I was young, Austin's age.
Yeah. And 12 years old.
The chopper just tips on its side and bam, right through these three people in one fell swoop, all dead immediately. And they had to cobble it together from like, you know, old footage. They had to do a Fast and Furious 7 with it.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Or Tropic Thunder.
We got to clean this up.
Oh, who died on Tropic Thunder?
Well, in the movie, yeah.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Oh, who died? I forgot. In the movie.
The director. Yeah, like immediately steps on like a landmine.
I saw it once and I was like, why did everyone agree to lie to me and say this movie was good?
I thought it was great.
I felt like I was going to be one of those people.
Oh, are you two bonding over this?
Yeah. We're holding hands too.
Nah, I was not a fan. So yeah, hit us up with all that. I guess I did get deep with weird horror facts right there.
There you go.
Look at me trying to make a funny. I was actually like, I should have gone with something really bad. Like the girl in The Exorcist wasn't really possessed.
Well,
that would have been my weird horror fact. Yeah.
There's some that I have where I'm sure it's all like a lot of the other horror facts you hear. It's just like, it's just all made up stuff. You know how like people are just horror facts. You know, people are just always telling you horror facts. So it might be made up.
Where do you live that like someone's walking up?
Yeah, everybody's always talking about it. But no, mine was that
you live in the woods.
Blood, the most blood used on a set was in Dead Alive.
Okay.
Real blood?
Until Piranha.
Oh, 3D.
3DD.
Yeah.
That's it.
I was
kind of pissed when I found that out because I was like, that movie doesn't. Dead Alive is awesome. It's crazy and it's gross.
I'm sorry. I'm picturing.
3DD. I mean, sure. It had tits.
I'm thinking of the guys that, like, you live on the West Virginia border. So I'm trying to think of, like,
The Hills Have Eyes.
The horror facts that your people, your ilk,
yeah,
would give out. And
they're always.
I can just imagine someone walking up to you, like, Nightmare on Elm Street Part 6 was directed by a Jew. Like, that's that's their idea of a horror fact. Like,
yeah, I know. It's not a big deal.
They direct a lot of movies. Yeah. Don't know if you caught that.
Ooh. Yeah. Like, okay, man. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, no. Jewish ghosts are terrifying. And Butters and I came up with this while you were out taking another one of your scentless poo-poos.
Mm.
Maybe if Two anyone out
the
there.
Show every time.
If anyone out there knows someone that they want on the show, can think of someone they want on the show, horror-related, we'll do an interview. Haven't done an interview in close to a year. You know that's the way I like it. But once in a while, I get tripped up. I get caught in a web of my own lies when I say to someone, sure, I'll have you on the show. And then they really write back when.
Yeah.
And I have to do it. You know what? Anyway,
you're like, keep the strangers away from me.
In this new era of this new regime of Papa's Basement, under Generalissimo Jay?
Pedro.
Right, Pete.
Pedro.
Sorry, yeah. Forgot your alias.
Jay Generalissimo.
Yeah, Generalissimo. You know, we're doing it. Pete we're going to have guests. Look at him. I feel like Howard Stern now that he's all soft and doesn't call him Gary the Retard anymore. I think he's called Gary the Champion or something
Gary
like that.
Gary the Drunk? No.
That was Hank.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Hank the Hungry Drunken Dwarf. May he rest in peace.
Also, the fans want to know if you've seen Irreversible.
Irreversible? I don't believe I have seen Irreversible. What about you, John?
No, but I was going to give my horror movie pick before I flipped away from it to stare at the chick who starred in it. Oh, Housebound
on Netflix.
Your pick
for people to watch is a good one?
Yeah, it is. This is an actual good one. Once in a while, I do dabble in horror films, and I liked Housebound, which might explain why I liked it. It's listed on IMDb as a fantasy slash thriller, but I thought it was supposed to be a horror film. Maybe it's not, but I enjoyed Housebound. I think it's like an Aussie movie, so it's great to feel good about America. Like, I, a lot of times this country disappoints me, but I'll be goddamned if I don't watch a movie from another land and I'm like, that is just JV. That, like, I feel if you have a real NFL team and you're watching a Redskins game, that's how you feel when you're seeing like a foreign film, especially like a foreign English speaking film where they can't confuse you with the subtitles to make you think it's fancier.
Speaking of foreign films, High Tension's a great horror movie. You seen that one?
No, I haven't.
That one's awesome.
What's it about?
I won't give it away.
Okay.
They're just getting chased by a guy that has attacked their family, and these two girls are trying to just make it out alive. But it's French, and they don't do a lot of horror movies.
Boo!
Right? Dear Lord. That was the scariest thing that happened in this whole segment.
Boo! French.
But hey, back to your French back horror. To your little foreign movie.
Yeah, back to
me. On a scale of 0 to 10 bare breasts, where would we put it?
There's like, I don't think there's any, and it sucks because the lead is...
Is it really a horror movie if it doesn't show a rack?
There's like slasher versus horror. I don't know, man. I think this is like kind of a horror flick. It's got a chick named Morgana O'Reilly.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah. I oh, God. What is the...
Is she trying to get married to somebody?
No, she's not a who song. That was the reference I was going for.
Take Morgana, this relationship to the next level. That sounds scary.
Morgana O'Reilly is she was cute enough. You know, like, I don't know if you're a creep like me, but if you're watching a movie or a show and like any of the women are remotely attractive, like your first move is like, what's her name?
Also, like every guy.
And then you like Google
what
her.
Else has she done?
Yeah, her plus the word nude.
Yeah.
And like, did I get any hits here?
I clear up my history.
Yeah.
Every movie.
I don't think there's any like Morgana O'Reilly nude stuff. And in the light of day, you're like, I don't even think she's that cute, which I can say because, you know, like washboard abs and stuff.
Yeah.
But thank you for nodding, yes. Butters.
We all agree.
No, totally.
But
I saw him when you got out of the stall because I know you like to poop with your shirt off.
I'm shirtless. Yeah.
It flew right off.
I don't even like to hide the fact like this. Shirt comes off and is thrown over the side of the stall immediately. And not the front, the actual side that we shared. And you're like, oh, the shirt's hanging, something's
That's
brewing.
It.
And yeah, but in the context of the movie, you're like, oh, she's like this hot, troubled chick. So I enjoyed it. And it's on Netflix. So it isn't costing you. It's only costing you 2 hours of your life, the least valuable commodity that
time.
You possess.
Yes.
Exactly. What were you going to do?
Something we
with
all
it?
Have.
Yes.
Now that you don't think she's hot.
Morgana O'Reilly.
I think she looks very attractive.
She's super
but
attractive.
Here's the problem with this picture. It's a headshot and it's photoshopped, so who knows?
True.
But
yeah.
No, she's, but really, could you... I still couldn't argue that.
She
even
looks
if
like
it is photoshopped, that's
Russian
still very attractive.
Version of the person from Modern Family, Sophia.
Ooh.
Right?
Wait.
Butters, readjust your mic,
Who's,
my friend. You're a little pulled away.
Thank
hello.
You. Oh, there we go.
You know what? I'm not up to
yeah, she looks
speed.
Like a pretty high-end, like, Estonian hooker.
Yeah.
You're right.
She really, she does. Actually.
Some GTA business.
You're
she
like,
fits
you,
right into that foreign hooker market.
You are worth many
in
rubles.
In movies, though.
Yeah.
Not, like, in real life, because they don't look that good. I wouldn't know.
What, are we talking about movie Russian hookers? Where they're like
yeah, movie perfect. Russian hookers. She looks, like, of that caliber. I can't imagine they're like that in real
but
life.
But I'm sure she has a sparkling personality.
Exactly.
I'm sure it's wonderful.
And to
She's
answer
highly,
your question actually there's a lot of like very attractive Russian hookers. It's just
you know?
That they're all laden with well a friend of mine no I why'd you back me into that corner?
I'm sorry. You know how you got there.
I actually did have an experience with a bunch of Russian hookers. I was suckered into a strip club in Greece when I visited back in 2003.
What?
Yeah, like this Greek walks up to me and like, here I look like vaguely Hispanic or something, and like my last name is weird, but over there I'm like goddamn John Smith. So every Greek was walking up to me, was like, blah, 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 because
like,
that's Greek.
Oh.
It's also my impression of a terrorist video.
God, yeah. You really know you're Greek.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry, man. And he's like, oh, Greek American, Greek American. I'm like, yeah, you put two and two together. And so he shuttles me off to the strip club where like the thrill was I could watch like Russians with herpes dance and then I could buy them beer, Alpha beer, their
oh,
version
yeah,
of like Budweiser. And I'm like, this is the worst thing ever. I have to like, I don't pay for the dance, but I'm buying $10 drinks. I'm yeah. like, why do I want to buy you a
they
drink?
They walk around with gifts and they're like, do you want to buy the girl a gift?
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
It's like, I forgot my mother's birthday. Why am I buying this whore
something?
I
came here for something for me.
Yeah, exactly. How about you give me the gift of regret after I cream my pants in 8 seconds and we'll call it a day.
Yeah.
But instead, I walked out a couple, you know, about 6 drachmas lighter. And that was my Russian hooker story.
Back to the motherland.
Yeah. A cold people, the Russians. Ice in their veins.
So what's your favorite movie, M. Butters?
Of all time or horror?
No, of horror, sorry. Do you got a good one for us?
I mean, you mentioned Rosemary's Baby. I'm really bad at recalling movie titles, honestly, because I'm more of a TV
I'm better remembering things.
Stan and fan, but I really loved Rosemary's Baby.
Awesome. Really?
And Insidious until they show the monster.
Yes, Rose Byrne. Comes full circle.
I need to watch
Hey, John, Insidious, I have a request.
Sure.
I'll write you an email right now. Could you get Rose Byrne on the show? Do you think you could do that for me?
I mean, like, we follow each other on Twitter, but it's usually just so we can, like, DM
pics.
Pictures. Yeah.
I knew
of the washboard abs.
I knew it.
Well, she's actually, like, kind of a dude in her taste. She's just, like, waist down, and, like, I have to have my legs spread each time.
I respect that.
Yeah, like, she
nothing
actually,
but close-ups.
She wants to see taintage, yeah. And sometimes she's, like, fan the cheeks, and I'm like, really? And she's like,
so
yeah.
So you need help? You need somebody else to take the picture then?
Well, you know, you kind of set your iPad on a timer, and then you jump back in
your
office chair.
That's why you borrowed my tripod?
Yes, that is. And you lean back, and you fan them, and then without washing your hands, you touch Jay's tripod.
Thanks.
And then he gets pink eye.
You know what, though? I can't blame you, because it's Rose Byrne.
I can't be upset about that. Give the lady what she wants.
Yeah, I can't be upset about that.
All right, so, again, tons of horror stuff. Anything horror-related you want to discuss on the show, we're going to do the hell out of it.
Bring it in, guys.
And I have something horror-related that I want to bring up on the show right now.
Awesome.
Again, other than the horror of the fact that you are hearing the voice of a man who's being infected with hepatitis B as we talk, as another man's feces seeps into my flesh. Okay. There's a show that me and... Yeah, show that I and about 4 other people watch on Showtime called Penny Dreadful.
I know a few people who watch it, like it. A couple people on Facebook. I don't like them. I don't like those people.
The Penny Dreadfulers?
Yeah.
I kind of enjoy it because it's got Eva Green. We were talking about celebrity crushes earlier. Eva Green has a body. Don't quit. It don't quit. Eva Green was the love interest of Daniel Craig in the first Bond film.
Me like you.
She had, good Lord.
That's some work ethic right there. Body that won't quit.
It really?
Long hours.
It's exactly.
This is her.
She looks like Sarah Michelle Gellar.
She also looks
photo.
Really sad.
You bite like, your tongue off and bleed out.
Oh. What? You have a Buffy problem?
I liked the first 3 seasons of Buffy before it got up its own ass. With
before she went to college?
Yes, yes.
And stuff.
Because I don't
symbolic.
Like women going there. No,
that's your problem.
I thought it was great, like symbolic. Did I miss something? I thought the symbolism was like the first 3 seasons. Like the whole her becoming a slayer was like her getting her, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Her stuff.
Her stuff.
Her marzipans, whatever the technical term is for it. Her menzies.
There you
go. Yeah. And then she goes to college, and it's, like, all about the show's mythology. It's like, let me tell you the history of the Slayer. I'm like, what? Shut the hell up. Giles, you creepy old British bastard.
He can sing, though. You gotta give him that.
Oh, that's the one episode I never watched.
Once More
with
Feeling.
Yeah, I flipped right through that one on Netflix.
Haven't seen it either.
Out.
I will watch it, though, because that's kind of
I love. Who was the bitchy brunette on it?
Not Anya.
No. Like
earlier?
The one who they bumped over to Angel.
I'm just like, is anybody saying anything?
No, we've lost some viewers.
That's what we always do. Yeah.
Cordelia,
yeah. I was going to say the chick with the huge areolas because I looked at her Playboy spread.
Nice.
She has them. What can you do? It's a fact that I'm a fan.
That's why I brought my laptop.
Well, I can't unknow that now.
Yeah, you can look up Cordelia Buffy nude and show Butters.
Yeah,
traumatize the poor
girl. I absolutely
girl.
Will, but I also pulled up your girl, as hot as she is.
Eva Green?
Never not a sad picture.
Yeah, she looks very forlorn, but very buxom.
She's like, I can't believe I'm famous.
Maybe she's just frowning about the burden of carrying those huge cans around. She's frowning because her spine is killing her constantly.
Help.
Yeah. I think I could spend my life just underneath those, holding them for her so that she never
needs
the reduction.
See, I don't know what's real. Is this the first one? Am I looking? No, that's a fake.
Well, if it's her like getting drilled by Bobby Hill and Bart Simpson, that's probably a fake picture. People on the internet are weird like that. I hate the cartoon pornos.
If it's the Family Guy.
So, Penny Dreadful. It's a show that exists.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched it. Again, 3 to 4 other people. I think max. We meet once a month in different corners of the world where we live to talk about it. There's a guy on the show, and I've been teasing Pete with this for how long now? I think it was actually just earlier in the day.
Yeah, just kind of earlier.
It's been weeks and weeks.
A hot minute.
Yeah, I have been teasing him with the fact that he has a celebrity doppelganger.
All right.
I've sent pictures of this beefcake to Butters.
I can confirm.
We've been texting. And
200%.
It is Reeve Carney. You will come around to take a look. It is Reeve Carney who plays Dorian Gray on the show.
Me like you, Dorian Gray.
And I think you guys look like a troubling amount.
Dorian Gray and I have a lot in common. Hey, what the hell's up with his hair, though? Good Lord. Well, what's up with mine? Yeah.
And it was just funny to me because
it just makes me sad because, you know, he's famous.
And you're not, and there can only be one. It's Highlander rules.
I'm doing the show.
That's pretty much why, like, James Earl Jones has to die before Denzel Washington gets big. anything Butters? That's it. Thank you. So, it's just funny to me because I brought up he has a celeb doppelganger. And
I like it.
Jay is also so pretty and vain that when I mentioned there was a celebrity you looked like, and Butters can verify this, you immediately started rattling off 3 other pretty lads that you've been told you look like.
Oh, let me guess.
And I was,
is it this one?
Yeah, you're like, well, I've heard I have the eyes of Justin Chatwin. And you know what? You kind of look like...
I got the forehead of Giovanni Ribisi.
I say that again.
I said I got the forehead of Giovanni Ribisi.
Just the name. The name. Is it Ribisi? I guess it is.
He didn't tell me. I don't know.
I was going to say you look like Aaron Paul.
Oh, yeah, that is. I do. That makes me sad, but I do kind of have that forehead.
Well, what about a little bit like Mac from Always Sunny?
I am buff. I do have some glamour muscles.
You're cultivating mass.
You are a black belt.
And I can drink.
God, Mac, Always Sunny. You'd have to grow in the beard.
I can't grow facial hair, though.
I get the SE tribal
tattoos. Did you guys
tattoos.
Know this?
Are you part like Native American or something?
I can't grow facial hair.
I'm not like something.
Yeah. Oh no, I can get a gross mustache, so that's cool.
I can. See.
I can really do that too. Honestly, I'll pull up a picture later, and maybe I'll even share it on my Twitter, and I'll show you guys my attempt. But it looked like 2 caterpillars, like on both sides of my face, just like crawling up to meet my.
Do you
mustache.
Not have sideburns?
I can get sideburns. But
I had sideburns in 7th grade. All the kids called me Danzig or Elvis.
I'm going to be 30 next month.
Those are really great nicknames, though.
They were.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
If it weren't for, like, Mother 94 being a huge hit, my 8th grade would have been hell. But Glenn Danzig made it not just like an Elvis Presley thing to have massive sideburns. Like,
and you owned a bunch of blood fountains.
Blood fountains?
Yeah.
Those are called hemorrhoids, and you don't own them; you grow them, and they just happen
to
you.
Put them around your garden.
And some boys get them during puberty, and I outgrew it.
I
so
was
thank
pizza
you very
face.
Much. Were you really?
Yeah,
cause
I had it when I was in track.
You now have such pristine skin.
Yep, Accutane will do that.
Oh, so you? I'm sorry. Isn't the Accutane like where 1 in 100 people like go crazy and shoot up their school? Like,
mostly, and I think we brought this
like
up.
Like Austin left to do.
Yeah. I'm bored.
He keeps saying he's on his way.
Does he? He's back?
Hey, look at that. That door locks,
he joins,
though. We're good, right?
He leaves. He joins.
Oh, God. Now it's getting... What if he's like a ghost boy that died in the studio?
He's just
talking
he says
to
he's
people.
Real.
He's just checking to see if we're still here.
I really... Oh, God. Now I think
all
Austin...
Right, let's get this thing rolling.
We have to get done before
get
like, Austin ghost kills us and like sends our souls right to
we
Satan.
We become another statistic.
We're going to stay with the Halloween theme.
Absolutely.
And God and the theme. Devil and all that. I know you love the theme.
Raging inside me.
Hey.
What's up, girl?
So who fingers who right now? Jay, bend over.
You know I'm going to finger myself.
Somebody, I'll lay my own self down.
I'm going to pull up all those guys we mentioned and just spread them out
They all my wallpaper look like
here.
Me.
Exactly.
And then you're done.
Then buy a new laptop.
Yeah, so
I had a question for you guys.
Oh, okay.
So with all these horror stuffs, and they've done the remakes.
All these horror stuffs.
Remember, you said it was crap last time, so I think I upgraded
I just like hearing horror
stuffs. All these horror stuffs.
The stuffs of horror.
It's full of stuff. And
say it in your Vincent Price voice now.
Oh, I don't have a Vincent Price voice.
Neither do I.
I don't.
You volleyed it right back into my court, and I just let you spike on
and
me.
And I don't have a keyword for that either. You know, like a warm-up phrase or something when you do like a voice.
I can say the thriller, and even that wasn't close. But that's all I got.
That's all I got too.
Okay, go.
It's just me
go.
Mimicking you.
Talk about the
but
horror
a question
stuff.
For you
How
guys.
About the horror whatnot?
The horror so and so's. There's a lot of remakes happening nowadays, anyways, and they have done some remakes of some. Well, no, they didn't remake them. They just made crappier versions, like Jason X and stuff like that.
Jason X isn't a remake.
I know it's not. I'm
going
just
to
saying
like
it's newer stuff.
It's just
but
a sequel.
The remake.
There's literally
Nightmare
a
on
Roman
Elm Street.
Numeral.
But just anyways, they're making a lot of remakes.
I'll
and
give you
my
a crappy
question
remake.
To you guys.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes.
There you go.
There you go.
Jessica Biel.
For some reason, I wanted to do this segment.
Nice.
Segment. And I had nothing besides the question I just wanted to ask you guys, which is, if you were to remake one of the horror movies, what would it be?
One of the horror movies.
One of
the
your
stuffs.
Favorite horror movies.
So we have how many Periscopers?
It is late.
Three.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We started with 12.
John?
We had high hopes.
I told you.
It's okay. It's all good. We put up numbers elsewhere. That's
yeah,
what you told
yeah,
me.
Yeah, we do.
You told me to pretend there's more, to multiply, actually to put an exponent on top of the,
I said,
the
lie,
viewer count.
Lie, lie.
And then I'll be able to look at myself in the mirror. So you're asking me what I want remade?
Yeah, well, what would you pick? They're going to remake. Hollywood's just doing remakes anyways. What would you guys pick as a movie if they were going to botch something?
Well, do I want him to do a good one or a bad one? He just said
that's
botched,
up to you,
sir.
Really?
Well, I would. I was going to say Halloween, but then Rob Zombie did it and did a horrible remake of it, like an embarrassing one. I'll be
the
honest.
The girls were hot.
Oh, what is his chick, Sherry Moon Zombie or whatever?
No, the other girls that were in the.
You said ooh, like she was the conjoined twins at the end of that.
Ooh?
The movie with Stuck on You.
No,
like I'm saying I didn't like the Rob Zombie remake of Halloween at all, because to me, first of all, here's where you can crucify me. I don't think Halloween itself is that great a movie. I find that one overrated. The start of the whole slasher genre. Not big on slasher films, so say what you want.
It's low on my list of favorite slashers.
I think slasher movies are better done when it's not in a horror context. The Terminator is a slasher film, and it's an amazing one. Alien, the original, is actually a slasher film, and it's an amazing one. Craps on any horror slasher movie ever made. I'm sorry, it's just true.
It will hold up forever.
But I didn't like that Rob Zombie, this is how hacky he was, he felt the need to go into like what made Michael Myers Michael Myers.
Like, psychological part of it.
Yeah, he didn't acknowledge that the guy is just supposed to be a force of nature. He's supposed to be like a grizzly bear in a white mask. That's it. Like, did Ridley Scott remake Alien and get into the psychology of the xenomorph?
Yeah, we don't always need a why.
Yeah, does the T-800's like programming code get explored in a later Terminator film? No, it's just
they did a whole documentary on the programmer.
Yeah, it missed the point entirely. Oh, that would be Miles Bennett Dyson. Sorry. Yeah, it missed the entire point to do that. But if I was looking for a film that like I thought would be good, if it was remade, oh, brain, come up with something
we
before
don't
the words stop
it.
Coming out. Oh, and you failed me. Why did you
I've
fail
got
me,
one.
You dirty bitch brain?
And I was thinking about this earlier today, and a lot of people might not like this, but I think Gremlins would be fun to remake.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Is an awesome movie, and it's still like I think it still holds up.
Is that
super
the one where
fun.
Phoebe Cates is in the red bikini and then she pulls it off?
Yeah, that's and Judd, it. And I'm in the bathroom jerking off.
Judd Nelson's whacking to it. Yeah.
Why do you keep saying Judd
Nelson? It's not Judd
Judge
Nelson.
Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold. Judd Nelson.
Yeah, but we said that last time.
I know.
We're like, yeah, I would have came faster. That's for sure.
Exactly. Like, I wouldn't have been caught because it would have been 3 seconds.
Yeah.
She'd be like, why are you wiping your lap with a towel? Whew.
Oh, you just need your John Bender.
Yeah, I do.
So mine would be Gremlins. And I know that some people might hate that, but I, like I was saying, this is all fictional.
Whatever.
If they had to do it, I think it would be fun.
Yeah.
I think we could do it.
I mean, maybe it'd be like anathema that the Gremlins are CGI, but so what? I'm cool to see it. Gremlins is no sacred cow to me. I just remember in Gremlins 2, there was like a really dirty ginger. Do you remember
dirty
that?
Ginger.
Wasn't she like popping her shoe off and doing that move where it's like a pantyhosed foot in the dude's crotch and he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's how you sound when you're getting an erection.
I don't really
recall. Like a horny robot.
I don't recall, except for the people who are recurring from the first one, just because you're just trying to remember all the cool-ass gremlins that were in number two, which I thought number two held up well.
Well, there's, like, the girl gremlin.
The girl.
That, like, everyone posts pictures of, like,
yeah,
various ugly female celebrities next to.
Well, she's not even trying to kill the guy. She's just trying to sleep with him. Or just, you know, she's...
Was that her shtick? I forgot.
Well, she's making kissy faces and trying to kiss him.
Why didn't she want gremlin dick?
Wait, no, I thought we were talking about the girl gremlin.
Yeah, yeah. Why would...
No. She was trying to kiss the main guy.
That's what I'm saying. Why does she want human dick? Why wouldn't the girl gremlin want gremlin dick?
Because it's bigger.
Oh, okay. You know the stereotypes about
she
humans.
She knows it. You know what they say about humans.
Yeah, I guess like as ugly as gremlins are, like their dick must be that much uglier.
It just can't get any better.
Oh, God. Gremlin dick probably looks like an eyeless, toothless iguana head. Just...
Oh.
Nice and scaly.
Nice.
Yeah. Just, it talks, you know.
They had the talk show one. That one was kind of cool.
I need to watch Gremlins 2 again. The one thing I know about Gremlins 2, here's your horror trivia. I believe it features Slayer's Angel of Death somewhere in the soundtrack.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm out of good stuff to say.
Do you have a movie?
A movie?
You?
Yeah. Butters, cover for me for a second.
Well, you know, as we've established, I'm still catching up. Pop culture wise, classic movie wise.
Started in the 1940s.
And now we're here.
Yeah.
And so if I had to choose, I would say Don't Look Under the Bed, which is a Disney
is a
Channel original
show?
Movie. Nope. Okay. Nope. Very different. Disney
Don't
Channel.
Look Under the Bed.
It was very scary.
Is it where Dad keeps his kid porn?
No. Oh. That would not be allowed on the DCOM list.
They'd probably remake it.
Just a kid staring at some 8mm reels. Why is Steve doing that to Daddy?
Well,
then the last frame, Steve gets a
you
Game
got a
Boy,
lot
so
of hearts for that. I
Did
hope
I?
You're proud of yourself.
Oh, God.
You
got
like
two more viewers, too.
Nothing like pandering to the lowest common. The LCD.
Okay.
Sound system.
So this cover, this looks like a Nickelodeon movie.
It's Disney Channel.
Okay, so it's Disney Channel. All right, so it's like
Let
some
me see
Hocus
it.
Pocus
Show
stuff.
Show me the
exactly.
cover.
Here we go.
It's about the boogeyman.
Thanks for clicking on the picture.
Sorry,
so I'm not looking
buddy.
At a postage stamp.
Very scary for children.
These
Still
glasses aren't for show. I'm not Rick Perry. They're real. I have horrible vision.
Boom. There you go.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't look scary at all.
I know.
So how would you remake it? Like as an actual, like, kids die?
Yeah, maybe.
Would DMX
make
be
Make it darker.
It? Oh, I said DMX and you said make it darker. That is, we don't like that,
that
kind
as,
of humor
like,
on this show.
As deep as like my rough could go, by the way. I'm not going to do it again, but you guys can check that.
Bark again,
when he said
boy.
DMX.
Bark. Do your DMX bark.
God. Roof, roof.
God. That's like...
That's my DMX.
That's like a just a corgi's little queenie bark.
I know.
That's
I've gotten a
got.
Little, too accustomed to the small dog.
God.
They're way more vicious, though, to be fair.
Give me a bark. Give me a bark.
I'm not because this one over here freaked out when I went boo. I could bark and the mic would go hot. And I'm
well,
not
now
saying
I'm
that,
expecting
nothing
it.
To brag about.
That was out of my peripheral vision.
You know what? Maybe at the end of the show, I'll just bark all over the outro stuff.
Do
How's
it.
That?
Do it.
And I'll be crying in the corner.
Yeah. I want you guys to have your headphones off because it's something that's going to make the mic pop.
Shivering like a chihuahua.
That is you, a little chihuahua of a man. Can we, let's go back to what I had to listen to for the last 3 days. Again, I've been on a construction site.
Mm-hmm.
I do manly things in my worky days. Sometimes I'm on sites with a lot of Latinos. That's not me being racist. That's just me quoting what my peepers see. And some of these Latinos, I didn't realize this. There's like... evangelical Latinos. Like, I thought they're all Catholic. I thought they all feared the Pope. right, and took orders from him?
Yeah, that's how Catholics work. Pope.
They fear his wrath.
I think they still take orders from the Pope, though.
That's just like Kennedy did. That's why we should never have elected him.
You're right. My bad.
Showed him.
Papists. Yeah, exactly. No four more years for you, buddy. So there's a segment of the Latinos that are into the whole evangelical, like, screaming preacher thing. I didn't know.
At work?
At work. Because I guess it's a construction site, so I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Now,
it is the one, Butters, cover your ears. I know you're politically correct and what have you. You're not really covering your ears.
Some physical comedy later on when there is not a live feed.
it's maybe like the last not kind of politically correct refuge in terms of a workplace. Like, everyone, you can just scream about who you'd want to bang, female celebrity-wise. We all bust ass and burp, and just everyone swears at each other.
Sounds
nonstop.
Like heaven.
It really is. I nursed this job. This was a job that could have been done in 2 days. I've been on the site, I think, 5 days in a row now.
Yep.
Because I want to drink it in.
I know this firsthand.
Yeah.
John and I had, like, the longest lunch ever.
Just not even broken eye contact. Just hand on top of hand. We never wanted it to end. But for days upon days, the painting crew is two Spanish evangelical guys. And the foreman, Mike, is sick of it because these guys would come in, and I guess it's just like an AM station that plays this crap, because they would bring in their old boom box, you know, like,
yeah,
just do the right thing with, like, Radio Raheeming it. And they're just playing this crap.
I wish they were breakdancing.
And I mean, like, really, really blasting it. And I'm hearing it too. And I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. I'm trying to listen to, like, my New Order, like the little little
just
honky
crying.
Queen I am, yeah, yeah, off in the corner. And then this kicks in. Just some guy losing his mind,
yeah,
in Spanish.
It's a lot to unpack here.
It's sounds like they're at a wrestling match. A luchador.
It doesn't stop. I don't think it has commercial breaks. It'll just be like 18 minutes of this.
I'm always amazed by these people because I'm like, I sing really loud in my car and I feel like I'm about to pass out and drive in oncoming traffic sometimes. So I don't know how they keep this up.
That is some lung capacity.
He's a big fat dude too. I mean, I'm amazed that he isn't dead by the end of that. He's got some Pavarotti lungs on his ass.
With the power of Christ.
So, yeah, I was listening to that, and about every 20 minutes in, Mike the foreman would scream at them to shut it the hell up.
Now, how's Mike?
What about
how's Mike?
Mike is great. Mike is a tall guy that looks exactly like James Hetfield after James Hetfield cut his hair.
Mike a Christian fella?
You know, Mike is, like, from Vienna, tall dude, mustache. Usually guys, white guys on the construction site tend to be conservative, but... Mike is making fun of these guys for being all religious, so I don't know. I felt at home with Mike, I'll say that much. And he was bitching because he's like, you know...
Doing half the work.
He's like... He's like,
home with Mike.
He's like, Latino guys, you know, they're all, like, all into God already. And then I got these two dudes cornering him and telling him to be afraid of the devil.
Yeah.
And he's, like, screaming at him because these two dudes were proselytizing. Like, they would just corner hapless Latinos as, like, they were alone in a room, like, doing the tiles on the floor,
yeah,
and stuff. And these two guys would gang up on him and start telling him about how they need to, like, yeah, the devil's coming for him. And then Mike would start screaming at them and say, shut the hell up. He needs to work, as do you. And by the end of it, they were screaming back at Mike, and they were calling him the serpent and the devil. And they would even go like,
yes,
like, yeah, like in Kingpin,
he is here.
The lady doing the licky licky
good
between
Lord.
The bow fingers. Like, they were sticking out their tongue at Mike like he was Satan. And he's like, yeah, I am the serpent. Now get back to work before I send you to hell. And screaming at things like that. And it was just so fun to watch.
Yeah, like, this does sound like a fun
one. How would you?
What a couple of characters.
It was so great. And no, I love Mike. He was then explaining that... he needed to write gringos only on one of the two chemical toilets because he's like, well, obviously one of the chemical toilets was smeared in feces immediately, but one of them was good. And I tried to use it after lunch and it too was smeared in feces. It's like, I don't know what's up with these guys.
And it comes back full circle to smeared feces. And John, I was going to tell you, I'm looking down and we have 7 minutes to get out of this studio.
Yeah, yeah, Joe.
Remember when they kicked us out?
Yeah, Joe just waved to tell us to get the hell out.
So
at least it's not
you
Austin.
Guys. So thank you guys, but let me take this time because we didn't say this when we were talking about the Halloween stuff. So if you're still listening, you have an advantage. We're doing a contest for the best Halloween costume that we will judge at the end of October. And the winner gets a free t-shirt and runner-up. And
yeah, we're making
anybody
t-shirts,
who submits,
apparently.
We're going to give you stickers too. So look forward to that. That should be fun.
Oh, you didn't let me. Thanks for killing that before I kicked the silver shamrock thing back in. Why did I close that? And also, we want to give a nice hello to Jill Hemme.
Hello, Jill.
Who took the time to email us earlier today and say the following. John, Eva, and crew.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to drop a line and say hi and how much I love your show. I've been listening for about a week now, and it's awesome. Awesome in all caps. So
and
it's very
crew.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm not going to get to the rest
of it. Oh, finish, John, please.
No, I just wanted to say thank you, Jill, for the email. And she asked for stickers.
Thank you.
And she included her address. So, Jill, you'll be getting a whole mess of stickers. And I want to say, Jill, you made my day because as soon as I read the email aloud to the crew member known as Pete Maybe,
I am so angry right now.
He was losing his mind. And he's like, wait a minute. If she started last week, she's been like listening to shows where I am on it. How the hell am I the crew?
And crew. And crew?
And I'll let you in on a little secret.
Come on.
That isn't much of a secret.
Pete's I'm Pete, baby.
Real name is Jay.
It's Jay.
And so I started referring to Jay as J Crew for the rest of the ride.
Which was
and
fantastic.
Every time I called Jay part of the crew, he would just seethe and seethe and seethe.
The tension in here is palpable.
Thank you for the email.
So thank you very much.
But no, seriously, thank you.
Yeah. Jill, that was awesome. I'm going to play the outro bed now. Guys, thank you for making it through the show. I'm John Papagiorgio. The show is Papa's Basement. I am joined today by, you guys do your bits.
Pete Maybe, at Pete Maybe, and I love you.
Kelsey Butterworth, a.k.a. Butters, at Is Butterworth It.
And she's
all kinds of butts.
Awesome.
Tweet them both. She's great. Yeah, I like their Twitter accounts. Do that. And I'm at Papa's Basement. Show's site is inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've done. Find us on iTunes. Rate us. That's the best thing you can do. Or like Jill over here, you can,
tell your friends.
Email us. Tell your friends. She wants the stickers so she can brainwash her friends.
That sounds awesome.
Both the crew and I appreciate it.
Always.
Oh, you let that
spread
one.
Spread the word.
Appreciate it.
You didn't like me calling you the crew? Come on. Why are you acting like you were cool
with
that?
I'm trying to let it slip.
No, don't. You should always be pissy, a pissy little baby about it.
That's reappropriate.
I'm going to do that after the show, though.
We can be the crew.
All right. Well, I'm going to just let the Halloween song play a little more because I don't have time to punch up the real outro.
Bark them out, John. Bark them out.
Arr! Arr!